Forrest Gump so wisely said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's sort of the idea behind the Tellables, explains the company founder Amy Stapleton. She's retired from NASA, former information technology manager.
The box of chocolates is, we're using that as like a publishing platform. So when you ask Alexa to open my box of chocolates, she'll get you like a new assortment of 12 chocolates. Again, they're not real, but this is just imaginary. 12 imaginary chocolates every month, and each chocolate is associated with a story.
Chocolate number 2 is the part 2, Chianti Cream. Are you ready to find out what trouble Janice and Isabella got themselves into during that summer in Italy?
Sure.
During her second week in Italy, Janice met a young Italian named Marcello. He was clumsy and lacking in charm. But he was at the right place at the right time.
What makes this really unique is that we are taking submissions from outside authors. So if you're an amateur author, a hobbyist, whatever, you can submit a story to us on our Tellables website. And if it fits within the concept, we will publish it on Amazon Alexa. So when you open that box the next month, you can hear your story being told.
Stapleton calls the box of chocolate tales conversational stories where there's room for interaction with your voice assistant.
Like a friend would tell you a story, and then after it's over and it lasts like a minute or whatever, you have like little questions about the story, you know, things that, hey, was the story interesting to you, or have you ever had anything like that happen to you, or stuff that makes you think about the story.
I feel a bit sorry for Marcello. Even if he did turn into quite a nuisance, I'm wondering, did you ever have a relationship with someone that you regretted afterwards?
Yes.
Seems you're with the majority. I guess pretty much everyone has had relationships they regret. Hopefully you're at the stage where you can at least laugh about it now.
Tellables founder Amy Stapleton says the service is free for Amazon Alexa owners, for now.
So anyone that has access to an Alexa device can just say, open my box of chocolates, and you get to hear the stories. So we need to build an audience first. Like, I don't have the ability to pay authors right now, but if we are able to build the audience and get, we could potentially charge like a subscription for, you know, maybe you get two boxes for free and then you get an additional box for a small fee. Once we get that going, then, you know, perhaps I could pay authors for their content, which would be the goal.
At the Voice Summit in downtown Newark, I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.